My brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday to all of you as we enter into the holiest week of our entire year as Catholics, as Christians. This day is most holy. Every Sunday we come to Mass because it is the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And so every other Sunday we really focus on the resurrection, but we do take one Sunday to remember what led to that great and glorious resurrection, and that is our Lord's Passion, which we've all just read and entered into. How important it is for us to take these days and be careful to watch with Christ, to enter into union with Him, to take into consideration all that He has done, to go to a deeper level than we have ever gone before, to recognize His sacrifice, the depth of His love. St. Paul tells us that it is really something to be grasped at, that our God became one of us, that He left the glory of heaven, and that He became a human being, and that He endured the worst of sufferings, the death on the cross. There can be no greater suffering in the world than the suffering that Jesus Himself experienced, because His was so painful, and because it was also based on betrayal, and it was taking on the sins of so many, which He Himself had never committed. Our Lord was completely innocent, and yet He willingly lays down His life. How this ought to move every heart in the world, because every heart has been given the opportunity of salvation because of our Lord, because of His passion, because of His suffering. So every one of us should be moved. And as I said, to a deeper level, there is a real opportunity during these days of Holy Week, which we begin today, to enter more deeply into union with Christ and His suffering. We do that especially as we come to Mass during the week and celebrate the sacred Triduum, the three liturgies that make up a single liturgy, starting with Holy Thursday when our Lord comes and gives us His body and blood at the Last Supper. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is My body, which will be given up for you, and His precious blood for us to drink. Jesus institutes the priesthood so that the Mass could be celebrated, the Last Supper could be celebrated throughout time, so we can do things in memory of Him on that night. So how important for us to come to Mass on Holy Thursday and to spend time after Mass in adoration of Jesus. We go to the side chapel and we pray. You heard Jesus in the gospel just now saying to the disciples, couldn't you spend just 1 hour with Me? That's what we do after Mass on Holy Thursday, is spend time with Jesus and go with Him into that portal where we can actually be with Him and experience what He's experiencing. He wanted this cup to pass Him by, and yet He was willing to do it if that's what the Father asked Him to do. We are willing to go with Him as well. And then what about on Good Friday? We take time that day to follow our Lord in His passion, to see Him carry the cross, to watch our Blessed Mother weep along the way with Him and the women. Will we be there to weep with Him, to carry our cross with Him, to stand by Him faithfully when He does get crucified and shed His precious blood for us? Or will we be busy doing other things on Good Friday? Our Lord opens up that door to us. There's a portal open to us to be united with Him in His suffering, in His passion. This is a great opportunity for us. And then on Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, to spend time with Mary Magdalene and the other ladies who are going to see the tomb, to see Jesus' dead body, and then to see Him risen. We have this opportunity to come to these liturgies. Our Lord opens up the way for us. He turns to us and says, you know, come, follow Me, take up your cross and follow Me. How many of us are willing to go with Him? How many of us are willing to take that time He is the one, Jesus is the one who endures the wounds so that we can be healed. He's taking the blame for our sins, even though he's innocent. Who of us will be ready to go with him and to help him? And if we go with him, we can be sure, if we enter into that portal with him, we can be sure that he's going to give us every great gift and grace that we need. He's going to fill us with his blessings, even with his own body and blood. He gives us the Holy Eucharist, even at this Mass, because we are with him to feed us and to strengthen us, to give us the courage to remain with him, not just when things are going well, but in these difficult moments. Our Lord is right next to us, helping us. And so let's enter into this Holy Week with profound respect for our Lord, with great devotion to him, so that he can give us everything that we desire and hope for. He gives us it now in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus in the Eucharist.